Justin Fluke back with you. Jeff West Boys Basketball Chat with head coach Joe Smith. The Tigers are 5-7 on the season. Now 3-4 in the Big 7 League with a loss this week on Tuesday night against Perry Lecompton. Final score 55-38. And let's go back and talk about Atchison a little bit as well. Last Friday, coach, you knew an undefeated top-ranked team in 4A was going to be a challenge and certainly proved to be that. 72-40, the final score in that game. So Atchison and Perry, certainly a lot different teams, but against Atchison and their running gun, a high-powered offense, what were your takeaways from that game?
I think, in that game we came out and, like I said, no expectations, nothing whatsoever. I told our guys that, going into the game would be a good gauge and a good test for us to kind of see where we are as a team. And like I said, totally contrasting styles from what we're accustomed to and different officiating as well. So just kind of, just trying to get acclimated to all of that. But, score at halftime was 40-17. We came out in the third quarter and cut it to about 12, made it a game. But like I said, that athleticism and the horses they got at us and kind of, ran away with it towards the end.
Perry Lecompton, your opponent on Tuesday night as you start some rematches here in the Big 7 League. So the Cavs are undefeated still in the Big 7, I guess. What did you feel like was the difference in that loss?
A little disappointed in the, in the fire that we came out with, in the Perry game, especially after, seeing what we were capable of doing, in spurts against a team like Atchison. So, I was hoping to kind of turn the corner. But, like I said, Perry, they fly around. They're all over the place. Their guys play hard and they play with confidence. And, we just struggled to match that at times. And it was, it was really apparent. So a little disappointed in how we, came out after, like I said, seeing us in some spurts against Atchison. But, we still got 8 games to go. So we got to, just keep trying to get better every single day.
Seems like during that midseason tournament, your offense really, stepped forward. You had a lot more guys scoring more points. What's the key to because your defense has still been pretty consistent, but what's the key to, I guess, better offensive efficiency here?
I think we harped on our guys on that last night, but I think, in my opinion, and my assistants as well, is just getting extra work in and getting those reps in. At this point in the season, everybody watches film. Everybody pretty much knows what everybody else is doing and what to expect coming in the game. So, when we run our stuff and we get these shot opportunities, we have to be in a position to make those shots. And that can't always come with practice time. Like, I still have to, get in the gym and get shots up and get that extra work in. That way, when those opportunities present themselves, we're ready to shoot, and it's not, rushed or forced or offered to us.
So Friday night, you are at Riverside. You beat this season, but a tough place to play, and the Cyclones are playing a little bit better. But the biggest thing that I'm looking at right now is you have 5 games in the next 8 days. You play Friday and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday next week. So how do you prepare your team for this gauntlet here that looks like you're about to go through?
And it's a AAU schedule for sure. But like I said, we're just going to have to take it one game at a time and hopefully, start playing some consistent and some good basketball so that we can kind of start to stagger some guys and try to, obviously trying to win games, but still trying to get guys some rest, in game while we, get ready to prepare for, like you said, not only Friday, but 3 games in a row and then 4 out of 5 next week. So hopefully we can put some stuff together and get some guys some rest. And especially on that Thursday we have a day off, getting guys off their feet and, like I said, just being ready to go and making it through injury free.
You bet. Well, best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Joe Smith of the Jeff West Tigers. The Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Heinen Repair.